Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 15, Tape A, Side 3. Here are the new words and expressions you will hear in this exercise. These are apart from the words which are new in this lesson. There are 7 of them. Write them down as they are read to you, but you are not required to memorize them. 1.
Sui.
Measure, noun, age, years of age. 2.
Yang.
State of verb, the same.
不一样.
State of verb, different. To be not the same. 3.
姓名.
Noun, name. Actually, surname and first name. 4.
管.
Verb, to mind, to bother about, to concern oneself with, to manage, to take charge of. 5.
讲理.
Verb object, state of verb, to listen to reason, to be reasonable. 5a.
不讲理.
Verb object, state of verb, not to listen to reason, to be unreasonable. 6.
一个.
The same used in expressions such as
在一个学校.
In the same school.
在一个地方.
In the same place. 7.
虽然. 可是.
Pattern. Although, however, or but. Part 1. As usual, this will be in story form, one sentence at a time, one built on the last one. Only the added sentence will be translated. Segment 1.
小魏和老赵是两个美国军人。 在国防语言学院中文系念中文。
Young Wei and Old Zhao are two American military personnel studying Chinese in the Chinese Department of the Defense Language Institute. Repeat and add.
小魏和老赵是两个美国军人，在国防语言学院中文系念中文，他们都有中文姓名。 因为要练习中文，他们就不用英文名字了，就叫小魏和老赵。They
both have Chinese names. Because they want to practice their Chinese, they don't use their English names. Just call each other Xiao Wei and Lao Zhao. Repeat and add.
小魏和老赵是两个美国军人。 在国防语言学院中文系念中文，他们都有中文姓名。因为要练习中文，他们就不用英文名字了，就叫小魏和老赵。老赵不老，他20岁，小魏也不小，他18岁。Old
Zhao isn't old, he is 20 years of age. Young Wei isn't all that young, he's 18. Repeat and add.
小魏和老赵是两个美国军人，在国防语言学院中文系念中文，他们都有中文姓名。因为要练习中文，他们就不用英文名字了，就叫小魏和老赵。老赵不老，他20岁，小魏也不小。 他18岁，他们两个人住在一个公寓里，常常一块练习中文会话。The
two of them live in the same apartment and often practice Chinese conversation together. Repeat and add.
小魏和老赵是两个美国军人，在国防语言学院中文系念中文，他们都有中文姓名。 因为要练习中文，他们就不用英文名字了，就叫小魏和老赵。老赵不老，他20岁，小魏也不小，他18岁。 他十八岁。他们两个人住在一个公寓里，常常一块儿练习中文绘画。在公寓里的时候，很少说英文。
In the apartment, they very seldom speak in English. Now the entire segment repeated with a full translation.
小卫和老赵是两个美国军人，在国防语言学院中文系念中文。他们都有中文姓名，因为要练习中文，他们就不用英文名字了，就叫小卫和老赵。老赵不老，他二十岁，小卫也不小，他十八岁。他们两个人住在一个公寓里，常常一块儿练习中文绘画。在公寓里的时候，很少说英文。
Young Wei and Old Zhao are two American military personnel studying Chinese in the Chinese Department of the Defense Language Institute. They both have Chinese names because they want to practice their Chinese. They don't use their English names. Just call each other Xiao Wei and Lao Zhao. Old Zhao isn't old. He's 20 years of age. Young Wei isn't all that young. He's 18. The two of them live in the same apartment and often practice Chinese conversation together. And in the apartment, they seldom talk in English. Segment 2, the story continues.
他们住的那个公寓有两个房间，一个澡房，也有一个小厨房。
The apartment they live in has two rooms, one bathroom and also a small kitchen. Repeat and add.
他们住的那个公寓有两个房间，一个澡房，也有一个小厨房。虽然他们两个人住在一个公寓里，可是这两个好朋友每天的生活很不一样。
Although these two people live together in the same apartment, these two good friends have a very different lifestyle. Repeat and add.
他们住的那个公寓有两个房间，一个澡房，也有一个小厨房。虽然他们两个人住在一个公寓里，可是这两个好朋友每天的生活很不一样。小卫喜欢睡觉，早上起得很晚。他也喜欢大声唱歌。
Young Wei likes to sleep and gets up very late in the morning. He also likes to sing very loudly. Repeat and add.
他们住的那个公寓有两个房间，一个澡房，也有一个小厨房。虽然他们两个人住在一个公寓里，可是这两个好朋友每天的生活很不一样。小卫喜欢睡觉，早上起得很晚。他也喜欢大声唱歌。老赵每天起得很早，常常在房间里念书。他不喜欢唱歌，也不太喜欢说话，说话的时候声音很小。
Old Zhao gets up early every morning and often studies in his room. He doesn't like to sing and doesn't like to talk very much. When he does talk, he talks very quietly. Now a repeat of the entire sequence above with a full translation.
他们住的那个公寓有两个房间，一个澡房，也有一个小厨房。虽然他们两个人住在一个公寓里，可是这两个好朋友每天的生活很不一样。小卫喜欢睡觉，早上起得很晚。他也喜欢大声唱歌。老赵每天起得很早，常常在他房间里念书。他不喜欢唱歌，也不太喜欢说话，说话的时候声音很小。
The apartment they live in has two rooms, one bathroom and also a small kitchen. Although these two people live together in the same apartment, these two good friends have a very different lifestyle. Young Wei likes to sleep and gets up very late in the morning. He also likes to sing very loudly. Old Zhao gets up early every morning and often studies in his room. He doesn't like to sing and doesn't like to talk very much. And when he does talk, he talks very quietly. Segment 3, the story continues.
有一天，老赵说，小魏，你怎么一天洗好几次澡？
One day, old Zhao said, Yang Wei, how come you take several baths each day? Repeat and add.
有一天，老赵说，小魏，你怎么一天洗好几次澡？小魏说，洗澡是我自己的事情，我洗几次，你也要管吗？
Yang Wei said, taking baths is my own personal business. Are you going to take charge of how many times I bathe? Or are you going to concern yourself with how many times I bathe? Repeat and add.
有一天，老赵说，小魏，你怎么一天洗好几次澡？小魏说，洗澡是我自己的事情，我洗几次，你也要管吗？老赵说，我不是要管你洗几次，可是你每次洗澡的时候，唱歌唱的声音很大。
Old Zhao said, It isn't that I want to concern myself with how many times you bathe. However, each time you take a bath, you sing very loudly. Repeat and add.
有一天，老赵说，小魏，你怎么一天洗好几次澡？小魏说，洗澡是我自己的事情，我洗几次，你也要管吗？老赵说，我不是要管你洗几次，可是你每次洗澡的时候，唱歌唱的声音很大，你也不关窗户，所以我在房间里什么书都不能念。
And you don't close the window, so I can't study in my room at all. Repeat and add.
有一天，老赵说，小魏，你怎么一天洗好几次澡？小魏说，洗澡是我自己的事情，我洗几次，你也要管吗？老赵说，我不是要管你洗几次，可是你每次洗澡的时候，唱歌唱的声音很大，你也不关窗户，所以我在房间里什么书都不能念。小魏说，我们每天的生活那么紧张，我洗洗澡唱唱歌就觉得不太紧张了。
Yang Wei said, Our lives each day are so tense that if I bathe and sing, I don't feel quite so uptight. Repeat and add.
有一天，老赵说，小魏，你怎么一天洗好几次澡？小魏说，洗澡是我自己的事情，我洗几次，你也要管吗？老赵说，我不是要管你洗几次，可是你每次洗澡的时候，唱歌唱的声音很大，你也不关窗户，所以我在房间里什么书都不能念。小魏说，我们每天的生活那么紧张，我洗洗澡唱唱歌就觉得不太紧张了。好了，以后我先关窗户再洗澡，唱歌也小声一点唱，怎么样？行不行？
Good, I'll tell you what. From now on, I'll close the window first before I have a bath, and I'll sing a little less loudly. How about it? Will this be up all right? Repeat entire segment above with full translation.
有一天，老赵说，小魏，你怎么一天洗好几次澡？小魏说，洗澡是我自己的事情，我洗几次你也要管吗？老赵说，我不是要管你洗几次，可是你每次洗澡的时候，唱歌唱的声音很大，你也不关窗户，所以我在房间里什么书都不能念。小魏说，我每天的生活那么紧张，我洗洗澡唱唱歌就觉得不太紧张了。好了， 以后我先关窗户，再洗澡，唱歌也小声一点唱，怎么样？行不行？
One day, old Zhao said, Yang Wei, how come you take several baths each day? Yang Wei said, taking baths is my own personal business. Are you going to take charge of how many times I bathe? Old Zhao said, It isn't that I want to concern myself with how many times you bathe. However, each time you take a bath, you sing very loudly, and you don't close the window. So I can't study in my room at all. Yang Wei said, Our lives each day are so tense that if I bathe and sing, I don't feel so uptight. Good, I'll tell you what. From now on, I'll close the window first before I have a bath, and I'll sing a little less loudly. How about it? Will this be all right? Segment 4, the story continues.
老赵有的时候也不讲理。
Sometimes old Zhao is unreasonable. Repeat and add.
老赵有的时候也不讲理。他在房间里念书的时候，不让小卫大声唱歌，大声说话，也不让小卫开收音机。
When he's studying in his room, he won't let Yang Wei sing loudly or talk in a loud voice, and he won't let Yang Wei play the radio. Repeat and add.
老赵有的时候也不讲理，他在房间里念书的时候，不让小卫大声唱歌，大声说话，也不让小卫开收音机。有一天，小卫说，老赵，你念书的时候，我不一定也念。
One day, Yang Wei said, Old Zhao, when you are studying, I am not necessarily studying. Repeat and add.
老赵有的时候也不讲理。他在房间里念书的时候，不让小卫大声唱歌，大声说话，也不让小卫开收音机。有一天，小卫说，老赵，你念书的时候，我不一定也念。可是我做什么事都不行，不能唱歌，不能大声说话，也不能开收音机，你太不讲理了。
But whatever I do, it's not okay. Or no matter what I do, it's not right. I can't sing, I can't talk loudly, and I can't play the radio. You are most unreasonable. Repeat and add.
老赵有的时候也不讲理，他在房间里念书的时候，不让小卫大声唱歌，大声说话，也不让小卫开收音机。有一天，小卫说，老赵，你念书的时候，我不一定也念。可是我做什么都不行，不能唱歌，不能大声说话，也不能开收音机。你太不讲理了。老赵说，对不起，对不起，我没想到这些事情。
Old Zhao said, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I hadn't thought about all these things. Repeat and add.
老赵有的时候也不讲理，他在房间里念书的时候，不让小卫大声唱歌，大声说话，也不让小卫开收音机。有一天，小卫说，老赵，你念书的时候，我不一定也念。可是我做什么都不行，不能唱歌，不能大声说话，也不能开收音机，你太不讲理了。老赵说，对不起，对不起，我没想到这些事情。以后我念书的时候关上我房间的门，那么你就可以开收音机，也可以唱歌了。不过还是请你小声一点儿。
In the future, when I study, I'll close the door in my room. Then you can play your radio and you can sing. However, please do it a little less loudly. Repeat the above segment.
老赵有的时候也不讲理。他在房间里念书的时候，不让小卫大声唱歌，大声说话，也不让小卫开收音机。有一天，小卫说，老赵，你念书的时候，我不一定也念。可是我做什么都不行，不 不能唱歌，不能大声说话，也不能开收音机，你太不讲理了。老赵说，对不起对不起，我没想到这些事情。以后我念书的时候关上我房间的门，那么你就可以开收音机，也可以唱歌了，不过还是请你小声一点儿。
Translation. Sometimes old Zhao is unreasonable. When he's studying in his room, he won't let Young Wei sing loudly or talk in a loud voice, and he won't let Young Wei play the radio. One day, Young Wei said, Old Zhao, when you are studying, I am not necessarily studying, but whatever I do, it's not okay. I can't sing, I can't talk loudly, and I can't play the radio. You are most unreasonable.Old Zhao said, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I hadn't thought about all these things. In the future, when I study, I'll close the door in my room. Then you can play your radio and you can sing. However, please do it a little less loudly. The entire story will now be repeated from the top without pauses.
小卫和老赵是两个美国军人，在国防语言学院中文系念中文。他们都有中文姓名，因为要练习中文，他们就不用英文名字了，就叫小卫和老赵。老赵不老，他20岁，小卫也不小，他18岁。他们两个人住在一个公寓里，常常一块练习中文绘画。在公寓里的时候，很少说英文。他们住的那个公寓有两个房间，一个澡房，也有一个小厨房。虽然他们两个人住在一个公寓里，可是这两个好朋友每天的生活很不一样。小卫喜欢睡觉，早上起得很晚，他也喜欢大声唱歌。老赵每天起得很早，常常在他房间里念书。他不喜欢唱歌，也不太喜欢说话，说话的时候声音很小。有一天，老赵说，小卫，你怎么一天洗好几次澡？小卫说，洗澡是我自己的事情，我洗几次澡你也要管吗？老赵说，我不是要管你洗几次，可是你每次洗澡的时候唱歌唱的声音很大，你也不关窗户，所以我在房间里什么书都不能念。小卫说，我们每天的生活那么紧张，我洗洗澡唱唱歌就觉得不太紧张了。好了，以后我先关窗户再洗澡，唱歌也小声一点唱，怎么样，行不行？老赵有的时候也不讲理，他在房间里念书的时候不让小卫大声唱歌大声说话，也不让小卫开收音机。有一天，小卫说，老赵，你念书的时候我不一定也念，可是我做什么都不行，不能唱歌，不能大声说话，也不能开收音机，你太不讲理了。老赵说，对不起对不起，我没想到这些事情，以后我念书的时候关上我房间的门，那么你就可以开收音机，也可以唱歌了，不过还是请你小声一点儿。
End of lesson 15, tape A, side 3.
End of this side. Please stop the tape here. Do not fast forward, but turn the tape directly over. Recording continues at this point on the other side.